He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bitley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, March 31st. And, well, people thought that free agency was over for the Texans. But no, not yet. The Texans have reportedly brought in linebacker Cato June. Now, Cato June was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts in 2003. He was there until 2006 and then spent the last 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He'll turn 30 in November, but he still has some fresh legs left in him. He had a very productive season with the Buccaneers last year and started 14 games, played in all 16 games, and he had just less than 70 tackles. Now, June would be a great weak side linebacker, a guy that could maybe back up somewhat. Xavier Adibi played that spot last season. So June could be a guy that could possibly back up Adibi or someone that the Texans bring in through the draft. He would give the Texans just more depth to that linebacker spot. So stay tuned for any news on Cato June. Also, I caught up with Bob McNair, as you know, on Friday to talk about how things went at the owners' meetings and, of course, talk about the NFL draft. Now, here's what Mr. McNair had to say about the draft and what exactly the Texans will be looking for this year. And you know what? It comes as no surprise. One of the positions he mentions is linebackers. Yes, the Texans still could be looking for a linebacker in the first round. So here's Texans owner Mr. Bob McNair talking about who the Texans will target in this year's draft.
How do you think free agency went for the Texans?
Well, we filled our big need, and that's getting the defensive end. And I think that's going to really take a lot of pressure off of Mario on the other side. And I think it will help Smith be a better player because he's going to be playing across from Mario. And that'll help our pass rush. There's no doubt about that. We still would like to get a little more help inside. We've signed another defensive tackle there. And in the draft, we'll be looking at linebackers. There are a lot of linebackers available. We ought to be able to get another good linebacker. And, we'd like to strengthen our defensive secondary some more, too. But mainly the defense is what we're going to be looking for. But at the same time, we need to have a big, strong running back to complement Steve Slayton, who had a wonderful year. But, a guy that when it's third and one, a guy that can move the pile. And so we'll be looking at that. But there are a lot of good players out, and I'm optimistic we'll be able to fill our needs. And I'm looking forward to a big year.
Texans had the 15th pick in the draft. What is your wish list going into this year's draft?
Well, we would love to see some of the highly rated players fall down to us. You never know what will happen. One of the good things about it, though, is there is more depth in the linebacking core this year than there has been in other years, and we need some more help there. So there is a very good possibility that there will be an impact player available, and I think that also there's some good defensive backs out there, too, and we'll be looking at that. But I think we'll be able to get that impact player. I hope we will. In that first pick.
Do you think you would be open to trading spots in the first round?
Well, we were able to do that last year. We were able to trade down. We picked up another pick. And if we can do that, we certainly would. And there's a possibility with the depth in some of the positions that we might be able to do that and still get the player that we want. So, that's really a little land yap when you can do that.
Well, finally, a lot of events I've been to around the league, people are very excited about the Texans. They think that this is the year that they're going to get over the hump. How much pressure is on this team to make the playoffs this year?
Well, I don't know how much pressure there is on us to do it, but I can just tell you that from our standpoint, we're very impatient about it, and it's what we fully expect. So I guess we put the pressure on ourselves, and we need to improve our defense. Our offense was number 3 in the league. Our defense, I think, was 22nd. And we just need to step up what we're doing on the defensive side of the ball. And Frank Bush is our new coordinator there, and he's got a lot of enthusiasm, and he's going to be very aggressive. And I think fans are going to like the way we play defense with Frank. And we were very close last year. And, you know, there's no reason why with a little luck and the way the ball might bounce our way this year that we could go a long ways. And that's what we expect to do. And I'm looking forward to it, and I'm ready. I know our fans are ready, and you know, I'm tired of not being in the playoffs. And so when the playoffs start, I want us to still be playing.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.